Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Ametron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have some healing tonight. Tonight is our special night, which is Saturday night live on the Light Shift. We're going there probably in about 5 minutes for about 15 minutes of healing with the divine light beings. This is source energy. This is what Jesus used and came from 2,000 years ago. So if you want to have that experience, just stay tuned. And what I will say is that this will not work on the archives, but you will feel the beautiful peace energy coming through the light beam on your monitor screen. So you can bring up your pets. You can bring up flowers, plants, trees, garden, if you wish to do so. But you have to be live if you're a person to listen to the show to go up. So let's first do a emotional clearing, and we'll go back the last few days here. So a couple of days ago, so do those both at one time to speed things up here. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. That will help you balance yourself out. We'll do a feeling body clearing. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five. This is for the last couple of days. And then we'll do a pain body. Last couple of days. One, two, three, four, five. And we'll do a trauma body. One, two, three, four, five. So to get you prepared, we'll bring you into your heart center. And this you should be doing yourself. Like I always say, what we do is count from 10 down to 1 backwards. And what you're doing is having your spirit connect to your thoughts, and you're dropping your thoughts into your heart center. Very important. This way you get out of the time energy, which is alien controlled, the planets, your natal chart, everything else. And you go to your heart where you're out of time. So there's just two energies. There's mind control energy by the aliens on the timeline, and they can change time, take you out of time, parallel lives, etc. Or you can be where you should be all the time in your heart center where there's no such thing as time, and then you're in source energy. So sit back and relax. Here we go. Dropping down, so coming backwards just to do this mind to heart drop. So 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, naturally, when you're in your heart, you cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought because you're in non-judgment. The source energy does not judge itself. And actually, when you're there, you're connected to source energy with your spirit. So you have the same principles and understanding, which is you cannot judge. You're in the moment, and everything is in pure divine perfection. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. Well, again, if you're listening live, this will work. If you're listening to an archive, you can have just wonderful peace energy coming to you. And this only works for people listening right now. So here we go. We're going to go up to the light ship. Think of your animals and pets and flowers, trees, garden. And here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. You're going to feel yourself actually change a little bit on your energy around you as the light ship links you to it, and you're beamed up back and forth a zillion times here. So here we go. And you're still going to be where you are physically. So when you're not here, you're going to be there typically. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You're now on the light ship. So let's do some healing. Remember, the healing is between you and the light beam doctors. And they'll never go against your free will, free choice, so you must request healing. The first room we're going into is a room where they have, like hot tubs. We all are individual. We have our own hot tubs there. So here we go. We're going to go into the golden gel of the hot tubs. There's different color gels. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you're extra warm where you are or extra cold, you can just ask to have your body temperature change slightly. The light beings will do that for you. So again, this room is used to detoxify your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next room we're going into is a room where they have the rainbow waterfall room. And again, this is for healing too, so request healing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you who like to experience bird energy, we're going to go into the bird room. Most of these energies that we bring in for us here are familiar to us as life forms that live here. So here we go. This is the bird room. These are large birds. Some have really large wingspans, which could be maybe up to 50 feet across. And then some are fairly small, which could be about 1 foot. This is where we are right now. And they're different colored wings. Some look very beautiful. Here they come in. So request healings. You may feel the bird energy around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into another location. And let's go into a room where they have the little penguins. This is a special room. We're in a large container of water. This water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And you can even have a beach there if you wish. So here we go. There's going to be three penguins coming to you for healing. Here they are. So here's the first one coming. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy. One, two, three, four, five. Number two penguin. Here it comes. One, two, three, four, five. And number three penguin. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, request your healing from these light beings. They've taken on these particular physical body forms because they have to have something to incarnate into, and this is what they chose to be. We'll go into another room. We'll go into the room where they have white light energy. And you may feel the white light energy coming around you, through you. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That felt very good. Let's go into the pink room here. This is for healing also. And we're standing on top of a pink disc. It's about 3 foot in diameter. And it's also about 2 inches thick. One above your head, same size and dimensions. And you're going to feel like this force field of pink energy coming through and around your body. So here we go. This is coming into you right now. So stronger. Again, request your healing. Remember, the light only works in the now. They don't working with you because this is the way the process works. They're here in the moment. And this is why sometimes if you don't continue asking for healing, the healing stops. So you want to always request healing. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll bring in some more of the pink energy. That feels wonderful. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go into another room. Let's go into a room where they have the silver energy for healing. Here we go. Silver energy is coming. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, that feels good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you wish, why don't you get a glass of water? And in the next minute or so, we'll do some water charging for everybody for this silver water for special healing. And this you could use for mouthwash. You can gargle with it, or you can drink it. So this is kind of up to you how you wish to use the water. So here we go. We'll bring in one other energy, and then what we're going to do from there is do the silver water. So here we go. Let's bring in the yellow energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's some more of the silver energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's bring in another energy here. Let's bring in an energy of purple. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And more purple energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do some more of the silver charging for the water. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so if you are having maybe sound problems, we're still on the light ship, everybody. And I'll go into another room. We'll go into the room where Saint Germain is here. A lot of people like Saint Germain. This is his original spirit energy that he brought down here. So here we go. We'll go into a special room, and you can experience his energy. Remember, these are all heart-based energies, so stronger. As he comes in, stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you like his violet flame energy, we'll bring that in. This is the energy that he was using when he lived here from the light ship. So here comes this pure energy, and here we go. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And enjoy your silver water, too. Maybe you can use it for mouthwash, gargle with it, or actually drink it. This will help to eliminate maybe infections that you could possibly have. Let's do another clearing here. Let's work on our muscles. Some people have sore muscles and also pain. So go into each one of these rooms here. We'll go into the pain release room and the muscle room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, you have to request your healing because the light only works in the moment. And each moment is a different moment. So they do what they can do for you. On the light ship, you're completely healed. But when you come back down here, if you haven't did work on yourself, you eliminate the baggage, the emotional traumas from this lifetime and or all previous lifetimes, your genetics, and you're dealing with a condition that's occurred through many, 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 many lifetimes of your genetic body, then it may not work successfully. This is what happens. So this is why you need to have clearings, and the most important clearing is the emotional body. So here we go. Again, request healing. Let's go into another room. We'll go into the yellow room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's bring in some oxygen here. We're going to go into a large tank, which is still full of bubbles. And you might feel yourself going in there. You can breathe under the water. And these little healing bubbles will go all through your body. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we're going to increase this energy of the oxygen inside of the water. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here we go. Let's go into another room, and we'll go into, I have yellow room up on the fast chat here, so we'll go into this room here. So yellow room, stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's go into the gold room. Here we go, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room with the yellow with the pink speckles in it. This would be quite interesting. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room where the bees are. These are large, like honeybees. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another room. This is a room that a lot of people like, which is the deer room. And here comes the deers. There's always three of them coming. In most of the rooms, there are always three doctors. So we're going to see three deer. So I'll count to 10 again as they come in. Request for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And we'll probably start to come back from the light ship here. Let's go into maybe one final room here. And let's go into the room where your spirit was created. So this will be your whole spirit. Typically you're only half of your spirit because your twin flame is elsewhere. And the twin flame energy is somewhere else in the universe of light, hopefully. And it does not typically come into your body. We do a session, which is the 4-in-1, which we can energetically link you to your twin flame. And you're disconnected from that and your home base energy because the darkness wants you to be disempowered here. But on the light shift, you're whole and complete. This is before you split in half. So let's go into this room here. This is what I call Love Comes Walking In. And we're going into your own special room. I'll count to 10, and you're going to probably feel this wonderful energy of your spirit in totality coming to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll give you maybe a minute of silence here so that you're able to experience this here. We'll increase your energy of your spirit energy from the light shift here if you'd like to have that done. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, now I'll come back from the light trip. So we're thanking the light beings for working with us this evening. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And our animals and pets are now joining us. And if we brought anything out, like trees and flowers, garden plants, etc., they're coming with us also. Normally, if you did bring any of those up, you're going to see them become more vibrant. And it's quite nice to see. So here we go. Coming back down. I'll count from 1 to 5 as we come down. I'll do it slowly so that those of you who are actually seers or feelers, you can actually sense the energy. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're here. Okay. Are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia, our co-host?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And I'm sure everyone enjoyed those wonderful divine energies on the light ship. It's just such a wonderful, peaceful feeling and very healing. So, Ron, I'd love to go back to something you were talking about at the very beginning of the hour, which was just so great, about what happens to you when you start to keep yourself heart-centered and kind of live from that point of view instead of from the mind energy. And you were talking about, you know, when you're heart-centered, you don't really have negative or positive thoughts. You're not into those polarities. You're just in a beautiful, neutral state of non-judgment energy. And can you talk about how that relates to actually being able to be in your body? I know you've talked before about how the spirit won't come into judgment energy.
Yes, that's correct. Your spirit cannot and will not come into judgment. So if we have anything in us, in our cells of our body, that deals with judgment, this is where we start anyway, then your spirit cannot fully come into you. Now, what happens is that when you're first born, the energies in your body are not necessarily, we'll say, activated yet, because you haven't learned about judgment. This is why babies are so innocent. And this is why Jesus talked about you must, you know, go back to be like a child or this innocence in order to come into the kingdom, so to speak, which means that you have to be in non-judgment, but your spirit can come into your physical body. Now, as we get older, that happens. You know, what happens is that, you know, we learn about things, we judge things, which brings forth our predisposition of our DNA, and then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride of your life until your emotions actually take over and kill the physical body. This is why we die, because of judgment. So this is what happens when you're in non-judgment and or when you're in discernment, we'll say, when you're in your heart center, that's when you are connected to source energy. and the source energy is not the God energy that churches talk about. They may use that term, source or creation or anything else, but the God energy in churches are alien energies, life forms, races, the planets. All these things are there to control you. And so they kind of lumped everything together as one type of source, and really it's not. So this is what Jesus said to go within. So like I say many, many times, if Jesus walked on this earth right now, you know, in the body that you see typically of him, in the pictures of him, we'll say, is, you know, I would imagine most churches would only expect to see him show up as he is depicted now in our current pictures. If he didn't look like that, he would not be Jesus. But forgetting that, if he came and showed up as that life form, identical to that picture, what Christian church could he go into? Well, he can go into all of them, but which ones are going to accept him as being Jesus, number one? And then he would tell you that, why are you not teaching or preaching what I talked about 2,000 years ago, which is non-judgment, and not to pray outside of yourself, to become prey. And so this is the reason why he would not be accepted today in any church, because of this process, because you're not following his teaching. The church would not allow that, because they want you to be connected. They, being the darkness, want you to be connected to the God energies, which all the churches use. So all the churches do use the light of the darkness. This is a fabrication of pure light. It looks like pure light, but it's not it. But our mind cannot discern it. The only way you can discern it is to go to your heart center. And once you're in there, you're going to realize that you've been taught a lot of false information in this lifetime. And if you go even further, you're going to realize that what you've been told in this lifetime is a complete lie. So you have to actually back out of your current belief systems of what the church is and everything else has taught you, including the cellular memory, which is going to be activated, making you go to church, and the alien implants and everything else, only because your ancestors chose darkness by not going to their heart and not being able to ascend because of that. And that's the whole thing. Not going into your heart center is the most important thing that you can do for your own spiritual development. But when you're in peace energy, then there's no judgment. The light does not judge itself. The light does not promote itself. The light does not channel through anybody, including archangels and masters or whatever you want to call it or call them. Because when you start that process, if you were to channel one of them, you'd be in judgment. So they don't judge their creation. So they could never channel through anybody. But nobody on this planet is pure enough to bring forth a non-judgment information. And what would they tell you? Don't judge. And so this is the whole process of why the light does not promote itself. You never see the light coming up on a billboard saying, hey, the light's coming 12 o'clock tomorrow at noon. The light cannot be brought here like people do with special events, you know, like the 1987 harmonic convergence, ones that happen maybe every year, because the light's already here inside of you. It's up to you to find the light. But the light does not judge anything, because in the realm of light, there's no judgment. That's where you are when you're in your heart center. You cannot judge, have a negative thought or a positive thought, because the light cannot judge itself. And that's and once you understand that and get that concept, then you realize that the light did not create duality. So when you talk about duality, then you're talking about darkness. And the darkness, which is the light of the darkness, that is in duality. And then you have heaven and hell, that's in duality. And it's everything that you deal with that's in duality. The bottom line to it is normally some type of abuse, working something out, traumas, pain, anything that has to deal with control some type of control is darkness energy. Light does not judge or control anything. So I guess hopefully I answered the question there, Sylvia, but that's the whole process, is to get out of judgment. And that's ingrained in you. The darkness set everybody's body up for each lifetime here from the thoughts of your ancestors. So each lifetime, the physical body gets more dense and gets worse, only because you're not educated to work on yourself before you conceive the child, which means getting rid of your judgment. So whatever you dealt with in your lifetime, if you had a child, then automatically they have your stuff. And they will pass your stuff on to their children, and they'll pass their stuff on to their children. And this stuff is just your genetic makeup of who you are. And it's all judgment, unfortunately, which is not of light. So getting back to light, you have to get rid of these energies out of you so your spirit can come back into you more fully, because it can't come into judgment. And most people are only 20% of their body. This is because the dark side needs you to be typically at that number. And so they'll allow you to get diluted out through dramas and traumas, through pain, through emotional events, but they really can't use you too much when you're below 20%. So they kind of stop their negative process on you. They stop the torment so that you can stay in your body about 20%, because they want to live off of your emotional energies, and your spirit has to trigger that and energize the emotional energies so that they can live off of you energetically. So you are the dark side food source through emotion. And naturally, when you stay in your heart center, when you're out of emotions, when you're not judging, then you're no longer food for the darkness. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so basically then what you're saying, as I understand it, is that it's really the thought energy, the mind energy of judgment, that is responsible for killing our bodies, essentially. And also that stores that darkness in the cells of the body, and that has to be cleared out so that the body can be full of light, of true light, and so that the spirit can come in and hold that light energy?
Yes, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh. And remember, you force your spirit out of your body whenever you judge something, whenever you get angry, whenever you get hurt. Part of your spirit has to leave because it can't live in darkness. And it does not want to have that experience. So it leaves you. And it depends how traumatic it is to the spirit. So each time you do that, you're actually harming your spirit. And if it gets harmed too much, it's not going to come back to you. So it'll say, I've been there, done that. Goodbye, Charlie. I'm out of here. And so you're forcing your spirit out of your body. And then what takes over is darkness. You leave a void. That's just the way the darkness likes to work with everybody. So they create these scenarios of the soul family having their spiritual learning lessons and spiritual contracts and agreements and setups. And it's wonderful for them because they choreograph everything wonderfully, you know, having all these things meant for you. So you automatically get sabotaged probably each day of your life for something, and through something or by something, and that's because you're living in mind. When you're in mind, you're in time, and when you're in those energies and you're in the darkness, you're with the aliens, they're connected to you, and if you can't buy that or bite onto the aliens, you go, oh, no, aliens are good. Well, then look at your natal chart. Now, that's that you can relate to instantly. Look in any newspaper, and it's going to tell you how the planets are affecting your life. So if you can buy this, which you should be able to, and look at it and say, gee, how can a planet that I maybe cannot see, or maybe I do see it, how can that thing control me? Well, it does. Remember, this is astrology. This is what happens. So that's all correct. Planets control your life. They tell you when you're going to be born, what you're going to be doing in that lifetime, and when you're going to be dying. So that's the main thing with the planets. So if you can't, understand about aliens, then look at the planets. But to me, it's all the same stuff. It's all darkness. And that's put in place by the aliens who have a higher consciousness of how to manipulate us than we know how to get rid of. The light ship is here to do that. This is the ascension time. And the worst thing is the dark side ascension coming in 2012, December 21st. So if you're buying into that, understanding that something's going to happen, it definitely is. This is the date of the dark side ascension, and it's recorded in our timeline. This is where the predictions come from. So if you want to go to a dark side planet for eternity, that's the time that you want to get connected to this. And this is why we have on the website, creationlightship.com, a 2012 ascension barcode release. So you want to get that taken off of you if you don't want to, not go sideways and live in darkness. Very sad. But this is what they already have in place, in store for you. And it's up to you to understand that you have a choice in the matter. So tell all your friends, do you want to be out of here? Go to the darkness, which is probably going to be even worse than this, or do you want to, stay in the light? So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I see we have a very good question on the fast chat from Tina, and that is, what is the best way to pray, or is it best not to? Maybe you could talk about that and as far as what Jesus taught about going within.
Yeah, you only want to go within, and there's no reason to pray. There's no best way to pray, because as soon as you pray, you're asking some energy outside of you to help you. And so that energy outside of yourself is not of any kind of light, because light is not outside of yourself, okay? So you're not going to find light on the table in front of you. You're not going to find light in a book. You're not going to be able to buy light at the grocery store where you go in and you pay $10 for maybe a box 3 inches square, which you open up and there's light inside of there. There's no way that you can get light. You already have it. So it's not like the milk commercial, got milk. You got the light. It's up to you to rediscover it, because a lot of people sold themselves out, sold their spirit, their soul to the darkness. It's up to you to get back into the light, because the light's always with you. So whenever you connect to something outside of yourself, there's no difference between praying in a church or doing spells of witchcraft on someone, because you are connected to that energy, and it's going to cause you harm and maybe other people's harm. So if you pray for somebody, you are doing a curse on them, and the darkness is going to find that person. You're giving them the T-shirt, the bullseye, saying, this person here is in need. Please connect to them energetically, because they cannot, or do not understand that their source is inside of themselves, so please hook up to them and give them more darkness and give them harm. This is the way it works. So when you pray outside of yourself, you're at prey, P-R-E-Y. Oddly enough, the two words sound the same. And the churches definitely want you to pray, because they want to hook you up to darkness. And, how many churches have you went to if you are a church-going person? And they tell you the true teachings of Jesus, which is to go within. That's all their service would be about. Go within and discover your spirit. They might pass the plate around. They give me $10 for that simple information. Here's the book that you need. One page, go within. That's $5, and you had your church service, and you're out the door. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I guess then the next question is, for someone who's wanting to get back to that process of discovering who they really are and their own divinity, finding their own light, I guess you would say, how do they start? Where do they go to find that, since it's not something you can get outside of yourself?
The first thing is to make sure that you're not here, or that you are here and not on a parallel planet. So one way is to increase your life force energy. You can do the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. Do that about 10 times. That will bring more of your spirit to you. You can do a spirit retrieval by releasing entities out of your physical body. Command your spirit. Remember, all healing is a command. The not please do this, or I wish you could do this, or boy, I really would like this to happen. You have to command your spirit, only because your spirit's probably sleeping. You know, how many times have you talked to your spirit today? Ask your neighbor how many times you talk to their spirit. They may look at you like, what are you talking about? Okay? Do I have a spirit? So basically, that's what you have to do. It's up to you to do this. It's not up to the source energy. The source energy gave you free will, free choice. And they allow you, the source energy allows you to choose darkness. Most people on this planet are involved in darkness. They chose darkness because they don't connect with their spirit inside of itself. So you can do your life force energy. You want to make sure that the darkness hasn't taken you to a parallel lifetime. You can pinch yourself. That's one way to come back instantly here. And command your spirit and your body to be here in the now on this planet, which may not be here. Letting me listen to this program and be somewhere else. So pinch yourself. And if you all of a sudden wake up, where were you? Okay? You're still hearing the words, but you're in a fabricated universe of darkness. And now you're back here. So you want to command your spirit into your body, like we did on the show previously, you know, at the very beginning here. We did the mind-to-heart drop. You want to do that to get into your heart center. And then you're in peace. It's all very, very simple. In fact, I don't know what Jesus exactly did back 2,000 years ago. As far as the mind-to-heart drop, I'm trying to go through the records right now real fast to see what he did. It was sort of similar, but it was just a command to command you to be, you know, like in your heart, to, you know, command you to be in source. So that would also work. Remember, you have to go to your heart. And when you use your mind energy for those commands, then all of a sudden you're commanding the darkness. And the darkness will give you a false spirit, like you have of yourself. And they'll give you everything that the light creates. And the only way you have protection to have and to know that you are in your heart is to feel your thoughts be out of judgment. So anything that's in judgment, and if you think you're in your heart center and the voice inside of your head says, yeah, I'm there, man, this is great, you're not there. You don't feel the thoughts in your chest cavity, and if you're out of judgment completely, then you're in your heart center. If you're not there, you're not there. So, very, very simple. Just practice this. Do it as much as you can. You know, do this 3-4 times a day, and within a week's time, you're going to probably feel the energy inside of you, and you're going to be at peace, divine peace of source energy. The source energy does not judge. Source energy is peace energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I can't see the fast chat right now. It's not cooperating. So I'm sorry if anyone's typing in a question there. Can't read it right now. But how about a clearing sample or bringing in a divine energy?
Sure. Let's bring in... I'll bring in Jesus here, the faith energy. Jesus here. So here it comes. I'll count to 10 to command the energy to you. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if you haven't done so already. About an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And here we go. If you're just tuning in right now, I'll go to Creation Light Shift Healing. Scroll down. Once you click on it, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, bring up the light beam that's there. And here we go. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you can also click on the light beam. It'll become larger on your monitor screen. This is the energy of Jesus. It's faith energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. and stronger. Okay, we'll bring in another divine energy in. And we'll bring in the energy of, let's bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here she comes. Through the light beam, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And now I'll bring in the energy of Joseph. Here we go. I guess Father Joseph, if you want to use that term there. We have Mother Mary, we got Father Joseph, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in another divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of, we'll bring in Moses. Here we go. Here's Moses coming in. So stronger. These are all spirits of these energies that are on the light ship. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll do one more here. And we'll bring in, we'll bring in the energy of the spirit that was in Jesus for his humanitarian mission. And we know this energy on our planet today as Princess Diana. So this is your spirit energy coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, it's like our program is about coming to an end here. So what we'll do is I'll just talk about what's coming up shortly here for next month. This will be July. We have our Saturday Ascension call, which is 4 hours in length. I believe that's the 17th. And then the next day, which is Sunday, the 18th, for three consecutive Sundays, we have our 8-hour conference call. So it's 28 hours of healing. And on those, we get rid of the alien critters. You're in quarantine on the light ship. Remember, the light ship only allows light to it. So the parts of your physical body that's contaminated, parts of your spirit that's contaminated, of darkness, of alien life forms, alien beings, we take them out of you. So this is a continuing monthly call. We've been doing quite a few of these. You get better and better each time. And you start seeing changes because once these things are out of you, then you can have more spirit inside of your body. So if you want to get some samples of that, you can go to the website, creationlightship.com, on the very top, you're going to see a green bar with a drop-down box. Click on that. You can hear a couple of the CBS radio programs that we talk about, and we moved a bunch of these here. If you want to do it another way, which is still effective, you can spend $30 a month and go on the alien attack removal, and they're also listed there. A lot of these energies, the only difference is on the monthly call that we're doing, you're on the light ship for a whole month continuously as they work with you. So the cost is $200 for the first person. If you have a spouse, somebody living with you, significant other, they're $100. And children living at home under 18 are free, and so are your animals and pets. And they love these calls because all of a sudden these energetic parasites, these alien life forms, get removed from you and from them, and they start feeling better along with yourself. So check out the sample healings that we have. Just go on and check out those archives, and you can actually feel them get released out of your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I finally got my fast chat back here, and I think we have a couple minutes more because we got on late tonight. So I see a question about attachments, spirit attachments, and maybe a clearing for that.
Okay, so typically a spirit attachment would be an entity that would be an emotional body. This is what we call ghosts, and because they're invisible, it's just called spirit. You very, very seldom ever have a spirit that looks out of someone's eyes attached to you. I hardly ever see that. The rest of them are all emotional bodies. So here we go. It's an entity release. Work with the bottom of our feet. So, and go up to the top of our head. I'll count to 10. This will be done for you. The light beings will do this. So bring the light being up on your monitor screen. And you may feel your body tingle, might feel things leave you, your body could jerk possibly as they get out. Maybe we're empowering your spirit to do this along with, say, extra horsepower from the light ship to get these things out of you. So here we go. Count this in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one other one here. We'll do one of the alien life forms here, known as the octopus energy. So here it comes. One tentacle is coming out of you. Sometimes people kind of gag, feel their body loosen up as they come out. So here we go. Second tentacle coming out. They're normally around your rib cage. Rib cage, lungs, heart, intestinal area. Kind of picture what you've seen on TV or maybe at an aquarium store or something, or going to a saltwater aquarium and you see these things moving around. They're very sneaky and they shapeshift. So this number three coming out. That's what they call the octopus. It's one of those shapeshifters, they call it, that disguise itself anywhere. Oddly enough, it's alien. Here we go. No spirit in the body. Okay, got that tentacle out. Number five tentacle is coming out of you. This is around your necks. And you have more than one of these, but we'll just get one of them out for you. Here we go. Other ones now looks like the suction cups are on your eyes coming off here. Your eyes start to water. That's the reason. Here we go. Another one is wrapped around your forehead. And looks like the last one, number eight, is going through your ears. Here we go. Coming out. Here. Release. Now we're going to get the body out of you. Count to 10 as it gets released. 1, 2, probably out of your solar plexus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10, there, it's out of you. So, this is what we do on the 8-hour call. We take these things out, and you feel better afterwards. And they're real. They're alien. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I believe our time has come to a close, so thank you so much, Ron, for this tonight. It's just been really wonderful. And thank all of you listeners who are here to participate. And I'm just going to say good night and blessings to everyone and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so bringing some peace energy here. Well, this is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll leave the peace energy up for the next hour for everybody. Just leave your monitor screen up. Watch the light beam. It'll change here. We'll bring in the males for you. Normally, we always bring in the females. So here comes the male energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. We'll be seeing you again if you wish to come on. Our next show on VBS is 4 o'clock on Monday Pacific time, and that's 7 o'clock Eastern back east. So blessings, and see you later. Have a wonderful evening. Stay in your heart center. Do the mind to heart drop.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. BBSRadio.com.